This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to us in a hadith, يُوشِكُ أَن تَدَاعَ الْأُمَمُ عَلَيْكُمْ كَمَا تَدَاعَ الْأَكَلَةُ إِلَىٰ قَصْعَتِهَا. That a time is about to come, a time is about to come when the nations will gather around you in the manner that people gather around a plate of food. Not only will they gather, but they will invite others to partake as well. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that there will come a time where people will invite others to attack the Muslimin. And this is simply because of the prophecy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bada al-Islamu ghariba. Islam began as something strange. Wa sayaudu ghariban kama bada. And it will return to being something strange in the manner that it began. Fatuba lil-ghurabai. So glad tidings to those who are strange. You walk with your beard out there in community, society. You pray your salah and they look at you as an alien. Never mind a human being that is strange. They look at you as though you are an alien. But in this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us something. And the Sahaba radiallahu anhum asked him, they said, وَمِن قِلَّةٍ يَوْمَئِذْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Is it because we will be a few on that day, O Messenger of Allah? He says, بَلْ أَنْتُمْ كَثِيرٌ. But you will be a lot. وَلَكِنَّكُمْ غُثَاءٌ كَغُثَاءِ السَّيْلِ. But you will be like foam, that is the foam of the river. You know, when you have a flowing river and there is foam, there is a lot of it. There are bubbles all over the show. But the foam is useless. What benefits is the water. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continues, وَلَيَنْزِعَنَّ اللَّهُ مِنْ قُلُوبِ عَدُوِّكُمُ الْمَهَابَةِ. And Allah will remove the fear that your enemies feel within their hearts. Allah will remove that fear that they have for you. وَلَيَقْذِفَنَّ اللَّهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمُ الْوَهْنِ. And Allah will place wahn in your heart. So the Sahaba radiallahu anhum asked him, وَمَا الْوَهْنُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. So what is it that is الْوَهْن, O Messenger of Allah? So he says, حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَاهِيَةُ الْمَوْتِ. The love of the dunya and the hatred of death. You see, one is to pursue the dunya. One is to chase after it. One is to work hard for it and to try to attain and achieve it and to go out there and do your best in business to conquer this world by attaining financial gain and independence. And the other is to allow for that wealth to enter into your heart. That is despised in Sharia. That is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us not to have. So go out there, do your best, attain your financial independence. And this is encouraged in Islam. But to let it overtake your heart to the extent that when you need to stand up and sacrifice and let go of that wealth, then you will stand down and be a meek coward. Why? Because you love the dunya. And if we take a look at what's happening to our brothers and sisters, this is what has happened to the believers. We have stood down, sacrificing the akhirah, sacrificing their lives, sacrificing their children, their mothers, their fathers. Those are not their fathers and their mothers and their children. Those are our children. Those are our mothers. Those are our fathers, dying like flies. Allahu Akbar. But what have we done? There are so many powerful people around them. What have they done? What do they do? Nothing. Nothing. We have allowed the dunya to enter into our hearts to the extent where we will sacrifice our own brothers, sisters, mothers and fathers for the sake of this dunya. And this is what has happened. حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَاهِيَةُ الْمَوْتِ. The love of the dunya and hatred of death. But the question for you and I is, what do we do? We are not nations. We are not leaders. We are not as powerful as those in authority are. We don't have as much strength as they do. The reality is, we changing our specific individual lives will impact. It will change. You see, today we protest and we go out into the street and we raise a banner. I'm not here to tell you to do that or not to do that. But I'm here to ask you, where is your protest at Fajr Salah when the blanket is over your head? Where is your protest? Have you stood up to pray that Fajr Salah for the sake of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal? Or do you allow to sleep overcome you? For sleep to overcome you and to take over and to let the devil win in your life. That is what you can change. That is what I can change. What about when we feel our lusts within grow? What do we do? Do we become servants of those lusts and desires and give in to them and go to them and engage and indulge? Or do we say, no, this is not something that Allah wants of me. I'm going towards Him. I'm going to die. I know that death is the door towards Allah, Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. So I will give it up. I will give it up for His sake. And that is the love of death. And that is the despising of the dunya. When you give up that lust, knowing that I'm going to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Man ahabba liqa' Allah, ahabba Allahu liqa'ah. The one who loves to meet Allah, Allah loves to meet him. All of us claim that we love to meet Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. But the question is, are we preparing? You see, action speaks louder than words. So we can all lay a claim. But the reality is, those who are preparing and doing something for it are the ones who really love Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. وَمَنْ كَرِهَ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَهُ. And the one who despises to meet Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, Allah Jalla wa Ala despises to meet him. كَرِهَ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَهُ. Allah doesn't want to meet such a person. So the question is, what are we doing to save our brothers and sisters who are being persecuted, bombed and killed day in, day out? Have we changed our lives? You know, recently I mentioned something, and this, if we think about it, is profound. We owe it to the lives that we are losing to improve ours. We owe it to the lives that we are losing to become better Muslims. You see, the life that we just lost is a doctor that we will never have again. The life that we just lost is a nurse that we will never have again. The life that we just lost is an engineer that we will never have again. The life that we just lost is an alim that we will never have again. But we are sitting and saying, I can't do this and I can't do that and I can't even wake up for Fajr Salah. Allahu Akbar. That is where it all starts. That is where it all begins for all of us. When we change our lives, Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal will change the condition. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Indeed, Allah will not change that which is within a people until they change that which is within themselves. We need to change as individuals, as a community, as a society. We need to grow closer for the sake of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, to put our differences aside and to say that we know that this world is only amusement and play, and we know that the Akhirah is forever. So we're going to work as hard as we can to achieve that Akhirah. اِعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبٌ وَلَهُ وَزِينَةٌ وَتَفَاخُرٌ بَيْنَكُمْ وَتَكَاثُرٌ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ كَمَثَلِ غَيْثٍ أَعْجَبَ الْكُفَّارَ نَبَاتُهُ ثُمَّ يَهِيجُ فَتَرَاهُ مُصْفَرًّا ثُمَّ يَكُونُ حُطَامًا وفي الآخرة عذاب شديد ومغفرة من الله ورضوان وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. And know that the dunya is amusement and play, and it is simply showing each other, boasting to each other. وَتَفَاخُرٌ بَيْنَكُمْ وَتَكَاثُرٌ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ. And the gathering of this dunya, the gathering of the wealth and the gathering of children. That's all the dunya is. That's all it is. Until when? Until when we will enter into our graves. In fact, we will not enter, because enter implies that we put one foot inside the grave. No, we shall be lowered into the grave. That is a more correct analogy. That is a more correct way to describe it. You see, what's happening is we are headed in a certain direction. We are placing one foot in front of another towards the grave. But what we have done is we are faced this way towards our wealth, and that way towards our children, and that way towards power and authority. And yet the legs are moving. The legs are moving towards the grave. ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر كلا سوف تعلمون. The gathering of wealth has distracted you. The gathering of wealth has distracted you until you visit the graveyards. I implore you to think about the reality of that statement. You are visiting the graveyards for what? For the burial of your brother and your sister? No. That time has passed. You are now being carried towards the graveyard. So that visit is a visit in which you and I shall be lowered into our graves. But we, until that moment, are simply turning the cheek. We are facing elsewhere, not cared about the reality, not cared about the fact that we will end one day. And when we realize this and internalize it in our lives, not only will our akhirah improve, but our dunya will improve as well. Why? Because when we don't chase after the dunya in the manner that we do, Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal will cause the dunya to chase after us. You see, something interesting. Wealth, your rizq, your sustenance was all written. It was all written before you came into this world. One hadith says, لو أنكم تفرون من الرزق لو أنكم تفرون من الرزق كما تفرون من الموت لطلبكم الرزق كما يطلبكم الموت. That if you are to run away from your sustenance in the manner that you run away from death, then that sustenance would have run after you in the manner that death comes after you as well. But what we are doing is we are running and chasing after that which is temporary, that which is written for us. It is going to come to us regardless. So if you open your shop from 7 to 5, or you open your shop from 9 to 5, you will earn exactly the same amount that you were meant to earn. And the reason what drives us to run after the dunya and chase after it is one thing, and one thing alone. We've begun to love the dunya more than we love Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. That is the problem. That is the illness, and that is the sickness. Otherwise, if you look at the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr, a rich man. Uthman, a rich man. Abdurrahman ibn Auf, a rich man. But did he let the dunya enter into his heart? Not at all. When it came time to give up that dunya, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu comes and says, "This is all of what I have, ya Rasulullah." Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. This is the type of aspiration that we should have. This is the type of understanding that we as Muslims should have of this dunya. And when we do, and we improve our lives, then Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal will bring about change. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a good understanding. And may Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal change our leaders for the better. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala empower them to be able to stand up for our brothers and sisters in Islam. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.